up the cover for me?
Did the position.
We are now at item eight. Finding my materials.
Just to make comment that Jerry Tellis has volunteered to do that. To be the delegate.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
I'll be there Friday, so I can do it.
Is the legislative proposal in our package?
It is.
This is, Aaron, are you going to walk us through this?
Can I just confirm, we don't have materials on that?
You do.
Yeah, it was underneath the package.
Thank you.
Purple page.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Final purple page.
Several.
So, are we going to look at proposal one and decide as a board whether or not we support it?
There's an update about proposal one. So these are two proposals for the SACRS legislative, from the SACRS legislative committee for the member systems of SACRS to decide whether they would like to have SACRS support these measures. We've been receiving updates about proposal one, which is the independent district legislation that some of the SURL systems would like to see happen. On Monday of this week, after this memo was prepared and put into your packet, we received an update that the County Association, CSAC, is opposing the measure. We also received an update that labor unions are opposing this measure. And according to the update that we received, the labor unions would like to see the legislation allow them a veto right to veto the independence. And at this point in time, the latest that we've heard from SACRS is that this item may not be on the business agenda next week on Friday. It's kind of a moving target. I think some SACRS systems still would like to see this go forward. They are amending the bill right now. This is already in the form of a bill, and they're trying to amend it to try to appease some of the opposition. We haven't been giving an amended version of the bill, so I can't tell you what those amendments exactly will look like.
Our licensing fees are still in the
But this is the last.
Language
this is
bill,
our
right?
last meeting before SACRS.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll make a motion that we abstain from voting on proposal number one until we know what's going on.
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Yes, that was.
Yep.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Passes unanimously.
And proposal two, we believe, still will go forward next week. Gail, is that correct? Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything more recently.
Okay. That will allow us, the system, to maintain the requirement for receiving sworn statements from members as they come in, but also allow the receipt of electronic data from the employers in lieu of those statements. I'm told this is something that we already are doing anyway, in some cases, receiving information directly from the employer about, hire date, age, data like that. So this would just bring the statute forward to
make it legal,
authorize what we're already doing in some situations.
Okay, then for proposals.
Let me offer one additional comment. This is already a bill, AB 2376. AB 2376 has this.
2376?
2376. It has this material about electronic data in it, but it has a lot more hair on the dog as well. And SACRS has sort of complicated this thing the way they've going about it. It's no longer supporting SACRs to go forward with this as a legislative proposal. We now have a bill that's pending. Part of the bill changes the voting rights of the alternate retiree in those systems that have alternate retirees. It would let them vote in favor if there are two absent other general elected members.
Like what's happening right now?
There's some other stuff in this bill that has nothing to do with the electronic records. It's in my view, it's meaningless to say we support SACR's proposal to sponsor this because it's already a bill that's pending. It doesn't need a sponsor from SACR's, and it's got a whole bunch of other stuff that this board hasn't had any opportunity to consider. So I don't know what the purpose of going to the SACR's Friday session and saying we support SACR's on this electronic thing. That may be, but who cares? It's only a piece of a much bigger bill that we may not, that you may not want to support.
So this,
I think the support, though, would be limited to this change, right, which would amend
too, right,
Government Code Section 31526. It wouldn't go to support the entire bill and have it all sponsored by SACRs.
You said the AB 2376 is the one you mentioned, because all it's doing is amending one section of it, right?
Well, no, it does. The bill itself does a lot of different things, but there's one small section in it at the end that amends Government Code Section 31526, and that's the one that would impact us, that SACRs would like us to consider whether we're supporting SACRs pushing that along.
I get that, but I'm confused by what you're saying, because you're saying this bill's already out there. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, the bill has a bunch of LA-specific, LACERA-specific stuff in it, and it has this change in voting rights for alternate retired members, right, and it has this in it. At this point, I don't know what you get by saying, yes, SACRs, we support this, but, I mean, if you want to do it, you do it, but it's...
I'd be in favor of saying yes, because you're saying there's no harm done if we do, no harm foul if we don't, I guess.
So long as it's not seen as endorsing a bill that the board hasn't considered.
But that's not out.
I don't know how SACRs is going to represent its vote, the vote that's taken to support it. So far, this whole leg session has been...
Yeah, I can see this. I don't know that much about this.
Has the bill been amended since the package we got, what was it, last week?
The AB 2376, or which bill?
Yeah, what was it, 1853, the one Harvey's talking
1853.
About? 1853. Oh, no, 2376. Has that been amended any?
I don't know. We can
not that I know.
Right,
since
now
we got this
package. We know just enough about this to abstain on this one.
Yeah.
Jerry, tell us.
We haven't received a written communication from SACRs.
I haven't.
Committee.
Was going to start.
It really explains exactly where this is and what they would like and reasons for supporting it.
Then so I'd move to abstain.
We're trying to do the best with the information that we have.
I'll second your motion.
23.
What was the motion? Sorry.
To abstain.
In discussion. In this proposal too, aren't we narrowing what we want to have done just to pertain to SACRA and A, B, and C? If we're doing that, how does that impact AB 2376, the whole thing? I mean, so...
The only amendment that this bill would do, A, B, and C are already there in the law, but B2 isn't. B2 is the addition, is that in lieu of sworn statements, the retirement system can have the, or maybe I'm reading the wrong one, receive information from the employers.
What's your take on it, Gail? Is this something good for beneficial for you?
Yes, it is B2 that they're adding.
Well, electronics, that's where everything's going.
I mean, it's not all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It has no harm in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just
not.
Clarifies what's already being done.
Yeah, doesn't hurt anything.
We're in favor of legislation that allows to do what we're already doing.
If something like that. Exactly.
Basically, yeah.
I'm sure that's not the first time.
Yeah, but in us doing this, is it going to also say that we're going to accept AB 2376 in total, which will include what Harvey was talking about earlier, the other issues, which also include the alternate retiree. Does it mean that we, as a board, would support all of it?
That's the question. We don't know what the agenda item will be next week, but you could limit your vote if you decide to support this section. You could limit it to just this section, and our delegate to Sackers on Friday can see what the agenda says and make that statement. If the delegate feels that we're being asked to support the entire bill, then they can
abstain.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make an amendment to the motion, or I'm going to make a second motion that if the proposal 2 is limited to what we have in front of us, then the delegate is authorized to approve. If by any search of the imagination it expands to include other items on AB 2376, then abstain or bow out, say no, we're not going to take a stance. That's my motion.
I actually would like to oppose it.
Is there a second?
I'll second motion.
All right, so there's... All right, this is a substitute motion.
Would it be easier for me to withdraw the initial motion or just see how this goes?
Are you prepared to withdraw the initial?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because this would be a voter on first. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? I mean,
okay.
What it's allowing is submission by the employer in electronic form, what's contained in B1. And one of the things, or a couple of things in B1, a sworn statement by every person who becomes a member. As to showing the date of birth, nature, and duration of employment. Date of birth is a key issue with regards to retirement benefits. And I'm not sure if any documentation that I signed when I went to work for the county is under penalty of perjury that my date of birth is such and such. And so I can't swear to it, but maybe I didn't read all the fine print. But, you know, at least in my job, I take an oath. I'm not sure if all the, but that's basically to support the Constitution and all that. But there's information here that I'm not sure an electronic form that if we had to prosecute someone for lying about their date of birth, that they could come back and say, I didn't tell you that's what my date of birth was. So
that's a good point.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense here. I mean, transmitting information electronically, yeah, great, but exactly what information is being transmitted and what assertions are being transmitted.
This is mandatory. This says you shall include this in your
regulation. Right.
You'd have to include this option in your regulation.
To allow the employer to submit that information. Because when I come to work for the county, I don't believe I filled out any paperwork with CSERA with regards to my age and anything else. Do I?
There's an enrollment form. Our benefits section, Tim, can you explain the...
Yes.
Three times.
At the time of retirement.
Now you got three votes, Jerry.
Retirement, not at the time of employment.
We have.
As far as providing, say, a birth certificate
So it's not provided by the member until they apply for.
Brian, just to clarify, there is an enrollment affidavit that the employee fills out and signs when they're actually engaged by the employer. Okay. On that, they're also elect a beneficiary. Also, any other reciprocity is indicated as well, if they're claiming reciprocity, and that's all over their signature. I'm not familiar with the exact wording that's above the signature, but it is an affidavit. We actually use that term.
And that is what is meant here, at least what we do, is we get a sworn statement from the member upon entry to the system. And I don't know if it's the employer that gives it to them or we send it to them, but they fill it out and they have to sign it.
Yeah, we actually do look at the timeliness that they're submitting this to us, because we look at the enrollment date and the first contribution that needs to be collected.
Right.
So that's our first notification, really, that somebody's been onboarded. We have had instances where it's actually delivered late, and then on the first payroll, there's a disconnect in our benefits area, actually, in our member services area, has to validate that information.
Okay.
So that's the way it works now.
Right.
But my question would be, so you have an employee that started 20 years ago. Was that the process then? And if you're taking the employer's certification, is that kind of process on file with the employer from 20 years ago?
We have images of some very old enrollment cards going back to the 90s, 80s, 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's important at the time of employment with regard to contribution rate.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's important at the time of retirement with regards to benefits received.
So, Tim, could you elaborate on what it is that we're currently getting from the employer via electronic data transfer?
Well, I think that would go more to member services.
Oh, sorry, Alexis.
They are getting cards.
Yeah, we get the information.
You get the enrollment cards from the employer?
So you get Sarah enrollment cards.
Yeah.
This is separate from what we sign or
right.
A new employee signs.
From all the employers.
Right.
Still unclear. I still think there's a lack of clarity on this, and I intend to speak against the substitute motion.
I know,
and I'm back in supporting my original motion.
Yeah. And also, just to note, typically in the past, we receive the business packet for that meeting, but we usually receive additional information concerning whatever proposals are on there, which we did not receive. And we've actually there's been a number of emails back and forth, because a lot of plans have had questions on, okay, what specifically
right.
are we supposed to be doing on this? So I think going forward, and there needs to be some...
I'm not involved in the legislative committee, but I'll bring this up next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean things up, Gabe.
Get him on the ball up there.
And Rusty's trying to get on the legislative committee. So once he gets on there, things will change.
Is it fair to ask Jerry to restate his motion, or can we just go ahead?
Well, I'd like... No, I don't know.
Did we... submit this proposal? Did Cicera submit this proposal?
No.
Okay.
This isn't going to impact us.
Okay.
So, and we're not clear about it. I don't know why we should.
Yeah, okay. I'll go back. I'll withdraw my motion and we can go back to the
I go abstaining. I think that's.
Okay.
Works for me.
Motion. Jerry got to make a motion. We can't
Jerry,
just
Jerry,
let
Jerry.
It
go. You get to vote three times. All right. All in favor of the first Jerry's motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstain it is.
Okay, roll more votes.
Abstain.
I and I.
All right.